This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series, I Have Decided. We've been looking at characteristics of discipleship, clarity, humility, sovereignty, community, consistency. And today I want to look at bravery. 1 Corinthians 16, 13 and 14, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that ye do be done with love. I love the King James where it says, quit ye like men. And again, this is such an important understanding for us to have. And I just want to read that verse in the King James. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. And so when it says quit ye like men, it doesn't mean to quit. It means act like a man. And it's funny, I was just talking to somebody last night. They were from Sing Street. It's a school here in South Dublin. And they had a Latin motto. I can't remember what the Latin for it was, but it was be manly. And it was, of course, it was a Christian Brothers school, but they were tough guys. I was brought up with the Christian Brothers myself. God bless them. They were good guys. But anyway, bravery. A disciple is brave. All of the disciples lived and died with great bravery because courage is the mark of a disciple of Christ. And if we're living in dark and dangerous times, how much more should we display to the world that we are not afraid? Daniel 11, verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Joshua 1 and verse 9. It says, be strong, and have I not commanded you, be strong and very courageous. So remember, we're not the first generation to face tough times. We won't be the last. There have always been evil men serving Satan's agenda, but fear is never an option for a blood-bought child of God. 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The New Living, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Fear is not your portion. We choose faith and not fear. And so, be brave, because you are a child of God, and your Father will not abandon you in the battle. You may have to stand and you may have to fight, but you will win. 1 Timothy 6:12 in the King James says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Jude 1 and verse 3, beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. We have to fight and contend for the faith, because if we will not live for truth, we will not die for truth. If we will not live for Christ, we will not die for Christ. Why should the world respect our message when we won't? If we refuse to contend publicly for it because we're afraid of being persecuted or losing church members or being ostracized or defriended or fired or even killed, what makes us think that we will live with Christ in the next life if we will not live for him in this life? Beyond no illusions, it will require courage and sacrifice to live for Christ in these end days. I'm reminded of Patrick's breastplate prayer. I rise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, true belief in the Treeness, true confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I rise today through the strength of Christ's birth with his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion with his burial, through the strength of his resurrection with his ascension, through the strength of his descent for the judgment of doom. I rise today through the strength of the love of cherubim, in the obedience of angels, in the service of archangels, in the hope of resurrection to meet with reward, in the prayers of patriarchs, in the predictions of prophets, in the preaching of apostles, in the faith of confessors, in the innocence of holy virgins, in the deeds of righteous men. I rise today through the strength of heaven, the light of the sun, the radiance of the moon, the splendor of fire, the speed of lightning, the swiftness of wind, the depth of the sea, the stability of the earth, the firmness of rock. I rise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from snares of devils, from the temptations of vices, from everyone who would wish me ill, afar and near. I summon today all these powers between me and those evils, against every evil and against every cruel and merciless power that may oppose my body and soul, against incantations of false prophets, against black laws of pagandom, against false laws of heretics, against craft of idolatry, against spells of witches and smiths and wizards, against every knowledge that corrupts man's body and soul. Christ, to shield me today against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to me an abundance of reward. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. These are the words of a man who understood that he was in a battle and needed to be brave. And so he looked to the one who could not only protect him, but give him courage in the conflict. And so if you say, I don't need to sacrifice, or how could God ask me to give up my security or comfort to take the gospel to the world, you don't understand the heart of God. The kingdom has only ever been advanced by brave men and women who paid the price. Matthew 11 verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. There is a time and a place to get violent with the kingdom of darkness. There's a time and a place to get violent with regards to fulfilling your destiny. There's a time and a place to get violent with the powers of darkness that are trying to destroy your life or the lives of your family. At the end of his life, Paul the Apostle was able to say, 2 Timothy 4 verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith. Because only the courageous will wear the crown. Revelation 2:10, do not fear any of these things which you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison so that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. During the Crusades, there were many massive battles that displayed the bravery of both sides. And again, it's tragic when you see the tens of thousands of lives that were killed during this period. You know, one battle in particular highlights the bravery of some of these men who I believe were used by God. That was the Battle of Hattin in 1187 near Tiberias in Israel. Incidentally, it was a battle the Crusaders lost against Saladin, suffering massive losses, and I'm not going to go into details of the battle, but rather the interaction that happened afterwards between Saladin and the captured Crusader leader, Reynald of Châtillon, which is very significant, because the Sultan, when he brought Reynald before him, demanded that he convert to Islam. And the Saladin said, your Christ has deceived you. If you do not deny him, he will not be able to free you from my hand. And Reynald responded, Christ deceives no man, but that man is deceived who does not believe in him. Then, knowing his fate was sealed, the Frank made public confession. I adore him, I confess him, I declare his name to you. If you believed in him, you'd be able to escape the punishment of everlasting damnation, which, doubt not, has been prepared for you. But why are you delaying for what you're about to do? I know you thirst for nothing other than Christian blood. Saladin instantly drew his scimitar and struck the defiant Christian before his men pounced on him and finished him off. And so, what I find inspiring about this rather gory story is to have the courage to preach to the head of the Islamic world after such a devastating defeat was beyond brave. 837 years later, and this man's bravery before his imminent death is striking, because courage doesn't grow old. And again, these words, I adore him, I confess him, I declare his name to you. If you believed in him, you'd be able to escape the punishment of everlasting damnation, which doubt not has been prepared for you. And so I think as the church, we need to reflect on the message of the gospel and what it means for a lost and a dying world, and to ask ourselves the question, am I willing to live for Christ? Because many say they will die for him, but we have to ask ourselves, will we live for him? Because if we will live for him, I believe we will impact our generation and reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is our goal, that is our aim, that is our hope, that is our prayer. Hallelujah, Lord. Open the eyes of our generation to the glorious message of the gospel, and use us as your heralds to bring good news to a broken world. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland.